Okay, this is part three of wealth. And the last statement that I want to make that is on parkbooks.com website right now is it talks about a high quality or high caliber man, how you know what one is. And guess what? One of them has to do with a lot of wealth. I mean, a lot of wealth. You should see how much they were saying that the person would make a month and a year and things of that nature. And then, you know, it talked about their drive, their motivation and things of that nature. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because all of this were mixed in with qualities, what I would call, you know, motivational qualities that they got internally. They're driven, and then their income is actually reflecting that as well. High quality men, okay? Upper middle class, millionaires, billionaires, okay? High quality men, all right? Now, let me ask you this question. Was Jesus a high quality man? And I bet you right away you said, yes, he is. However, if you look at that video and see everything that the high quality man pursues and is able to accomplish, you will see that Jesus really did display those qualities, all except what? The one that dealt with the wealth. And so just without that wealth, how was Jesus treated when he was on this earth? Have you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Because, yes, you'll see the way people who loved him treated him. But overall, how did the scriptures say he was treated? He was treated and worse than the scum of the earth. You see what I'm saying? To use that expression, if you will. And why? Because not only what he was talking about, but see, even the people that he identified with at times, you see? And that's the thing about it. Sometimes you still have high quality people. They just don't have the wealth behind them because of the way that they're choosing to lose their life. But it doesn't mean that they don't have something that they can share, offer you, and help you with. They just don't have the wealth. And on top of that, if they're choosing to help people of all walks of life, see, because one thing that some people would say about high quality person is they really do watch their association. But I'm here to tell you again, if you take the life course of helping people, especially on the sanctuary level, you still really stick to, I need to be able to still talk to everyone, whether other high quality people like it or not. So with all that being said and done, there is nothing wrong with having wealth. Nothing wrong at all. And yes, Jesus did say it is easier for a rich man to what? Get through the eye of a needle or camel or to get through. Yeah, a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven. And I mean, man, and he was just, you know, hitting on something because, you know, there's other things in the scriptures that talk about the greed and love of money. But see, that's the key. The love of money. Money is not evil. It's the love. And you still have a lot of people. You still have a lot of people. And this is a fact that they are so generous that, but you know, they won't tell you how much money they have or this or that or what have you, that no, they still only take their vacation when they feel they need it once or twice a year. But for the most part, when they're back, you see, back in place, back at home, back in the neighborhood, they're doing other little projects to continue to develop their mind, their body, and to help others, you see. And there is no jealousy or envy trying to withhold the wealth from others who are pursuing it. So this is my final statement on wealth. You know, parts 1, 2, and 3, I will move thee to the Perceptive Readers podcast. I hope this helps. You have a very wonderful day.
You have just listened to the Perceptive Readers podcast. Remember, until next time, if you read something that encourages you to improve or enhance your life for the better, it becomes your reality.